Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. It was exactly 24 hours ago that Santa Claus launched from the North Pole, shocking the world after an unprecedented 2.5 hour launch delay. But here we are, 24 hours later, and once again we have an all-time speed record possible for the second year in a row. I'm joined now by our flight analysts, Elves Harvey Bullitt and Wilbur Boeing, for some commentary. Gentlemen, 24 hours ago you were skeptical that Santa would be in record territory tonight, and you cautioned our listeners that it could be a later delivery for Santa tonight. You were wrong.
I couldn't be happier to be so wrong, Frank. This is quite exciting. The guys in flight command are at the edge of their seats, looking to see if Santa can set another record.
Mr. Bullitt, your voice was one of great caution heading into this flight. How could you have gotten this so wrong?
Now, I didn't get it totally wrong, Mr. Murr. Just a little wrong. I said Santa was going to arrive after midnight local time, and he mostly has. I just didn't think he'd get through sectors 4 and 5 as fast as he did the first 3. Santa just hasn't slowed down yet at all. I have to wonder if at this point Mrs. Claus is going to be fast enough to even get in the sleigh when Santa gets to Hawaii.
I forgot about that. Is Mrs. Claus going to meet Santa in Hawaii?
She just left the North Pole Christmas party and is on her way to meet him there, as is tradition.
I'm guessing Santa will slow down to pick her up then. From the North Pole, where the end is in sight for Santa's ride tonight, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.